Well, to discuss this more, I'm joined from Washington by Sayed Ali Wasef, President of Society for International Reforms and Research. Welcome to the programme, sir. Mr. Wasef, just how vulnerable is the Shia community in Pakistan?
Well, unfortunately, this act of terrorism has been going on for almost two decades now against the Shias of Pakistan. This act, or these acts, actually are an integral part of the Pakistan's domestic policy by its military. So these are not random acts, but are totally planned killings and genocide of the Shiites by the Pakistan's military. So in the name of jihad. So actually, the forces behind these killings are Pakistan's intelligence agencies, its military, and the top civil bureaucracy as well. And the media is complicit. Pakistan's media is totally complicit with this kind of situation. This kind of stuff is actually in the name of a strategic depth in Afghanistan by the so-called military's perception of making a breakthrough into Afghanistan to consolidate its northern borders in Afghanistan and through Afghanistan against the Indian onslaught. So this is a myth, not a reality, actually. This is totally a utopian concept of defense made by the Pakistan's military intelligentsia. So it has nothing to do with the practical aspects of Pakistan's national security.
Indeed.
I think, yes.
Yes, I mean, Mr. Wasef, I mean, why isn't the government doing anything? I mean, we hear that the Lashkar-e-Jhangvi terrorist outfit has claimed responsibility for this. First of all, who is this Lashkar-e-Jhangvi outfit serving? And second, just tell us more about the history of this outfit.
Yeah, Lashkar-e-Jhangvi is a splinter group of the Sipa Sahaba organization, a terrorist outfit as well. Established in the mid-80s by the then General Ziaul Haq, the then President of Pakistan, the military dictator in the mid-80s in the Pakistani province of Punjab. This Lashkar-e-Jhangvi is a splinter group of that Sipa Sahaba, also established by the Pakistan's military elite then. So these are the people, Lashkar-e-Jhangvi, the Sipa Sahaba, and all those jihadi organizations are basically, you know, in connivance with the military's policies to crush the Shiites there in Pakistan, which are totally against the terrorist policies of Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and other terrorists, engaged in terrorist activities against India, the United States, and all other countries there, especially Afghanistan there as well. So Lashkar-e-Jhangvi was basically established in the name of the assassinated chief of the Sipa Sahaba in the mid-80s, Maulana Jhangvi, who was assassinated in the Punjab province in the late 80s. So these are the people now are now being sheltered and patronized by the military organizations of Pakistan, especially the ISI, and they work there under the patronage of ISI. Otherwise, how could they receive such an amount of munitions and explosive material and financial aid without the supply from the intelligence agencies in Pakistan? So they are the people who at times work on behalf of Al-Qaeda, on behalf of Taliban, and at times they work on their own behalf against the Shiites there. They also have killed some generals of Pakistan, military. They have attacked military establishments in Pakistan, and their leader is Malik Ishaq, who was just released a year ago after 15 years of imprisonment by the order of the Pakistan's military chief, General Kiani, because he was engaged in a dialogue when Lashkar-e-Jhangvi and others, when they attacked the Pakistan's military headquarters, and they took hostage a couple of generals of the Pakistan's military. And this Malik Ishaq of the Lashkar-e-Jhangvi, the chief of Lashkar-e-Jhangvi, was invited for negotiations. And he was a person behind the release of those two generals of the Pakistan's military. That's why now the Pakistan military is now paying off its a debt by allowing these Lashkar-e Jhangvi people and all other terrorists to kill Shiites, not just in Quetta, but all over Pakistan.
All right. We'll have to leave it there for the time. Many thanks there to Sayyid Ali Wasif, President of Society for International Reforms and Research from Washington. Thanks for your time there, sir.